What are you doing out here? You know it's completely against the law for a poor lost soul like yourself to be out here unattended, especially at this time of night. You can't be doing this. Where is your master? I'll tell you what, I'll take you to her right now so you don't have to worry about it. What do you mean she abandoned you? I wonder if you did something to deserve that. Did you? Tell me the truth, don't be coy. Sure. I'm not sure I believe that. I guess I'll just leave you to it then. I really don't know what to say. But it just doesn't feel right. I mean, you really shouldn't be out here unattended. You could get arrested. Don't you have somewhere else you could be? Anywhere? Fine, fine. For one night, just one, why don't you come with me? I'll give you somewhere to sleep and we'll take care of all of this in the morning. I would feel a little bad if you got into trouble if I could have done something. Now, come with me. I live right nearby. It shouldn't take long at all. You can lay right here on this couch, all right? It really is a shame about your master. You're telling me the truth, right? They just decided they didn't want you anymore? That's pretty hurtful. You don't mind if I sit down next to you, right? Okay. Good. Now, honestly, I can't imagine someone stuck out there all alone, just left to fend for themselves because of something that's stupid, really. Here, cuddle up in this blanket real quick. Here you go. How does that feel? Much better than outside, I'm sure. See? You don't have to worry about anything right now. It's just me and you tonight. I promise you'll be completely safe here. There you go, see? I knew I could get a smile out of you. So. I wanna get to know you a little bit better. But you seem so shy. Is that true? Are you very, very shy? It's okay if you're not. I just thought I would ask because I noticed something just peeping out a little bit. I mean, I wouldn't make you uncomfortable, but I did notice that you had quite the boner all kind of worked up there. No. I couldn't help but notice you were getting all excited, is all. Yeah. So you just feel all warm and comfortable, and it's the first time in a while. Well, you know, I was wondering if maybe if you felt comfortable with it, maybe I could just slowly work it. I mean, you seem so stressed. Maybe this would help a little bit. What do you think? Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you take it out and show me how you usually do it? There you go. That's it, puppy. Just like that. Just do it nice and slowly. Nice and slow. Is that how you always do it? Really gently, just like that. Here, let me see him. Yeah. That's it, puppy. I'm gonna just reach my hand around it, just like that. Oh, see? And I'm gonna go very, very slowly and very gently. Just up and down. Slowly working you. Teasing you. Getting you nice and sensitive. Look me in the eyes while I tease you. That's a very good boy. I don't want you to feel like you have to be all shy and private whenever we're together. Okay, puppy. Yeah, I want you to feel safe while you're here. See? Doesn't that feel so wonderful? The way I slowly work you and tease you. You know, I'm starting to like you. Here, let's go a little bit harder and a little bit faster. That's a very good boy. I want to feel you. Just melt in my hand. Melt in my touch. Oh. Do you want to know what you should call me, puppy? Well, I think you should just call me for tonight. Your gentle dummy. How does that sound? Yeah. Now I want you to know, you don't own your orgasm tonight. That's right. You only get to come when I want you to, and not a moment sooner. I need you to surrender completely to me while I milk you like this. While I tease you. You want to be a good boy for your dummy, don't you? Yeah. That's it. I want to hear you say it, though. I need you to say, I want to be dummy's good boy. That's a say. Feels so, so good. No. Dummy doesn't know what your old master was like, but there's only one thing I expect from you tonight. I want you to follow my every instruction. Just feel the way I tease you. And I want you to give in to Dami completely. Yes, that's it. I know you need to be good for me. You need it so badly, don't you, Poppy? Yeah. That's it. I'm gonna go a little bit harder and a little bit tighter now. And I need you to make sure that you hold back. I want to see how long you can hold out before you finally just need to explode for your Dami. That's it. Just feel it. Feel the way I tease you, the way I work you. I love how excited you are for me, Poppy. Yeah. I can see that small amount of pre-cum right at the tip. Try your best to hold back a little bit longer for your Dami. I know it's so hard, but you have to resist. I'm gonna go a little bit looser, but I'm still gonna go at the same pace. And I want you to just feel my gaze, Poppy. The way I look into your eyes, the way I completely take control over you. That's a very good boy. And you know, when you come, I'm gonna make you come by looking me deeply in the eyes, Poppy. That's a just like that. I can tell you're getting really, really close. I'm gonna go a little bit tighter. That's it. And you're gonna come for Dami. I want you to let it all out for me. I can tell you can't take it anymore. And you just need to explode. So, let it all out. Make a big mess for your Dami tonight. Yeah, that's it. I want you to drain every single drop for me. That's it. That's it. Oh, that's it. Very good boy. You know, you really are quite good at that. Yeah, I really think so. There you go. I want you to make sure that you clean all of that up. And I'll tell you what, Puppy. I'll let you stay here tomorrow if we can't find anything suitable for you. And I'll give you a few things to do. So that way you don't get all bored or absent-minded. And we'll see how it goes. I'm genuinely so surprised that this happened to you. But while you're here, while you're staying with me, I want you to know that you are very safe. And nothing is going to happen to you. You're going to be okay. Now, I want you to just sleep right here. And I guess if you get cold, you can grab a few more blankets from that closet right over there. And don't worry about anything else tonight. Everything's gonna be all right. I promise. We'll get all of this sorted in no time.